Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of the future of Islam. This is our critique to the lecture which was given by Professor John Esposito at the University of Kentucky, September 10, 2014. Today, I would like to summarize what Professor John Esposito said concerning the Ground Zero Mosque, or what I call the Victory Mosque. And then I'll be sharing with you the real agenda for Muslims in America, why Muslims love to build these Islamic centers all over our cities. So first, after Professor Esposito explained to his audience that because American people do not know too much about Muslims and Islam, they paint the entire Muslim population with this big wide brush. And that is when he made his comments concerning the mosque in Ground Zero, when he stated,
"We see that coming to a head with Park 51. Park 51 is the so-called mosque at Ground Zero. So Park 51 comes along after we've had Muslims in this country for decades, after we've now had mosques in this country for decades, after Islam has become the third largest of the world's religions. It comes along at a time when Muslims are no longer the way ethnic Italians were or ethnic Catholics were, but when in fact in the last decade or so Muslims have become economically and educationally fully integrated into the American mosaic and increasingly political."
So in simple words, Professor Esposito is telling us that Muslims have been in this country for many years, 40, 50 years or so, and they have built many mosques all over this country for many years, and they are the third largest religion in this country after Christianity and Judaism. Therefore, these are the three reasons where he believed that's why they have the right to continue to build mosques. I mean, what is wrong with you, American people, for not allowing the Muslim people to do what they have the right to do, and they are no longer like what the Catholics or the ethnic Italians used to be, because now Professor Esposito is telling us Muslims fit perfectly in our society. After all, they have integrated into American mosaic, and Muslims are increasingly political. Think about it. We got the Muslim President Barack Hussein Obama. We got the Muslim Attorney General Keith Ellison. We got the Muslim Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. And we got the Muslim Mayor. And we got the Muslim Senator. We got the Muslim this. And we got the Muslim that. Therefore, they have all the rights to continue to exist in America, to worship Allah, and to build mosques. Because Professor Esposito does not understand there's a huge difference between the ethnic Italians and the Catholic and the Buddhist and the agnostic and the Hindus and every other cult out there and the savage cult, the cult of Islam. As we're going to prove to you today, why literally everybody can build whatever place of worship you wish in America, but Muslims can't. Yes, indeed, Muslims can't. You heard me right. And to prove my point to you that Professor Esposito cannot see any difference between, say, a Jewish and a Muslim or a Christian and a Muslim, listen carefully to his following statement.
"First of all, people saying it's a mosque at Ground Zero, which it was not. It was planned to be an Islamic center, just as the Jewish center or the Jewish Y on 92nd Street.
So here I must ask Professor Esposito a question. If they try to build a mosque, it's not okay. And if they try to build an Islamic center, it's okay. First of all, it is not a mosque. It is just an Islamic center. That's nonsensical, sir. As we're going to share with you in a minute here to prove to you, it doesn't matter what you call it. It is a problem for Americans, for Muslims to build an Islamic center anywhere in America. And then he said what? That Islamic Center is just like the Jewish Y. No, once again, you're dead wrong. Jewish people do not believe to blow up others for not accepting Judaism or if a Jew leaves Judaism. That's exactly what the Muslims do, as it is written in their doctrine of belief, that is the words of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in his sayings in the Hadith. Now, let us talk about the location of this Islamic center. For Professor Esposito is giving us a peace and comfort to let us know that
this Islamic center was to be not at Ground Zero, but it's in Manhattan near Ground Zero.
Wow, praise God. I was so worried about it. You see, I thought they're going to build a mosque in Ground Zero, but now I found out it is not a mosque. It is an Islamic center, and it is not in Ground Zero, but near Ground Zero, 2 blocks away, my friends. Now, let us move to the legality of that Islamic center. Did the Muslims get the approval of the people of New York to make sure that it's okay to build that Islamic center? Yes, indeed. Listen carefully to Professor Esposito when he said,
it was approved by everybody.
Wow. Muslims have received the approval of everybody, and now they have the legal right to build their Islamic center in every city in America. No kidding. Professor Esposito assured us that it was approved by everybody. Now let's ask a few questions. Does any of those everybody who approved the building of the Islamic center near Ground Zero ever read the Quran? Has any of them ever read the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith? Have any of them bothered to look at the history of Muslims and mosques in the Muslim world and how they are growing to take over Europe and the rest of the West? Have anybody bothered to learn a thing or two about Islam before we keep bringing Muslims to America and approve for them to build their Islamic centers or their mosques or their villages or their camps all over America? The answer is absolutely not. So the approval came from people who are ignorant of Islam and Muslims. So now we know that the Islamic Center was approved by everybody. So let's ask the question again. Who are the people who rejected the building of the Islamic Center? Well, don't worry. Professor Esposito has the answer for this question. Here it is.
But it was outsiders that came in, people like Pamela Geller and others, who I would call Islamophobes, that is people who have a problem with Islam and with most Muslims, okay? They came along and led major demonstrations and referred to this Islamic center as the mega mosque at Ground Zero.
So now we know it was those Islamophobe folks, the outsiders, the people who know nothing about Ground Zero or the wonderful Muslim people who live near Ground Zero in Manhattan. These people who hate the Muslims and have problems with Islam. Have you ever thought maybe these people know something you do not know about Islam, Professor Esposito? Maybe you are a useful idiot and those people know exactly what they're talking about when it comes to the subject of Islam. I know those people do not have your doctorate degree, sir, but I also know that those people do not receive the millions of dollars of the Saudi Muslims to teach your hogwash Islam to the American people. Those people are willing to die for America. They love America, and Muslims hate their guts. And because I know that you gave the Muslims the green light to build that Islamic center, this is 100% a great evidence that you are so ignorant about Islam and Muslims. Or maybe you know everything you need to know about Islam. It's just you choose to betray America for whatever benefits you can bring to yourself from the Muslim leaders of Saudi Arabia. Now, maybe Professor Esposito will call people like me Islamophobe. But you know what? I have a question for you. Why is it that all the people who speak against Islam in America, none of them, literally none of them speaks against the Hindus or the Sikhs or the Buddhists or the atheists or anybody else who lives in America? You know why? because we really do not have any problem with the rest of the people who do not believe in Christ or Christianity, because we can all get along together, because we do not have any problem with any of these people groups who are lost without Jesus Christ. But the problem we have is within the cult of Islam, which teaches the Muslims to live as a savage people. That's how Islam survived in the past, and that's how Islam will take over the world, including America, in the near future.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
I want you to listen carefully to the following clip, because I want you to know this is the reality about all the people who live in the world. We can all live in harmony, but when it comes to Islam, we do not have any harmony whatsoever. So please listen carefully to the following clip.
Think of it. Hindus living with Jews, no problem. Baha'is living with Jews, no problem. Jews living with atheists, no problem. Sikhs living with Hindus, no problem. Hindus living with Baha'is, no problem. Christians living with Jews, no problem. Jews living with Buddhists, no problem. Shintos living with atheists, no problem. Buddhists living with Sikhs, no problem. Baha'is living with Christians, no problem. Buddhists living with Shintos, no problem. Buddhists living with Hindus, no problem. Hindus living with Christians, only a rare problem. Atheists living with Buddhists, no problem. Confucians living with Hindus, no problem. Atheists living with Confucians, no problem. Muslims living with Jews, problem. Muslims living with Sikhs, problem. Muslims living with Hindus, problem. Muslims living with Baha'is, problem. Muslims living with Shintos, problem. Muslims living with Buddhists, problem. Muslims living with Christians, problem. Muslims living with Muslims, very big problem.
Now, I do not want to talk about any of these different beliefs and cults out there, but I want to concentrate on Christians and Muslims. Yes, we the Christians have no problem to live with any of the people of the world. We love our enemies because Christ commands us to love our enemies. And if we don't love our enemies, we cannot call ourselves Christians. But when it comes to Islam, we have a problem. As we have heard in this segment, Muslims have problem with everybody. And the biggest problem Muslims have is with other Muslims. Maybe Professor Esposito is unaware of the shedding of blood which is taking place in the world for the last 1400 years between Muslims and every other people group. Worse than that, between Muslims and Muslims. And I know he's so smart, he will use the war between Muslims and Muslims to tell us, look, these are the radicals or extremists or fundamentals. But he does not know that the true Muslim believers do not kill other true Muslim believers. They're only killing the hypocrites. And if the Muslims will not join the true Muslim believers who are crossing every T and dotting every I, they are called by Allah in the Quran hypocrites. And the reason why the Muslims are killing the hypocrites is because Allah ordered them to do so in the Quran. As we read in Quran chapter 9 and verse 73, when Allah said, O you prophet, perform jihad against the hypocrites and the infidels. Be harsh with them, and their ultimate abode is hell. This is Islam, my friends. That is the reality of Islam. Now let's talk about the Islamic Center. I know that Professor Esposito does not call the Ground Zero Mosque a mosque, but he calls it an Islamic center, as if there is a huge difference between an Islamic center and a mosque. So now I want you to hear from the Muslims' own lips. That is what they said concerning their general strategic goal for the Brotherhood in North America. This is the document which was found in the Holy Land Foundation trial. And that is when we found out about the 30 Muslim jihadi organizations. They're all Muslim Brotherhood. And we know about that, believe it or not, for many years. And as Professor John Esposito hides this information, so does our FBI and our intelligence agencies. You know why? Because they do not want to be called Islamophobe or racist. They don't want to be called hate mongers. They are bending the knee for the Muslims to protect the Muslims from the American people. This is the document which was written by Muhammad Akram in May 1991. And there we read the following astonishing statement concerning building Islamic centers. So please listen carefully to the following statement.
Establishing the Islamic center in every city. The center we seek is the one which constitutes the axis of our movement, the perimeter of the circle of our work, our balance center, the base for our rise, and to educate us, prepare us, and supply our battalions.
Yes, indeed, Professor Esposito. It is an Islamic center with a big swimming pool, sir. It's for education and for preparing the Muslim believers of America and to supply their battalions. I think the statement speaks for itself. The Islamic Center is a place where Muslims can gain the supplies for their battalions. What else you want to know, Professor Esposito, about the Islamic Center? Listen carefully, my friends, to the following statement.
This is in order for the Islamic Center to turn into a seed for an Islamic society which is a reflection and a mirror to our central organizations. Thus, the Islamic Center would turn into a place for study, family, battalion, etc. As much as we own and direct these centers at the continent level, America, we can say we are marching successfully toward the settlement of Islam in this country.
Talking about the future of Muslims in America, Professor Esposito, here it is. They are about to settle Islam in this country, America. And that Islamic Center, which you are talking about as a central organization, soon it will be turned into a place of study and family and swimming in the big swimming pool. It is also a battalion. This is exactly what the Muslims are doing. And they are telling you, as long as they are controlling these Islamic centers, they will march forward successfully towards settlement of Islam in America. What else you'd like to learn, Professor Esposito? Here we go. One more important statement.
This mandates that we convert these into operation rooms for planning, direction, monitoring, and leadership for the Islamic Center.
Yes, indeed, Professor Esposito. That Islamic Center will not continue to be just Islamic Center, but it is going to be turned someday into operation rooms. For what? For planning, directing, monitoring, and leadership for the Islamic Center. That is exactly what is coming to a city near you, my dear wonderful listeners. And here is where do Muslims learn about that mosque or Islamic center? Who taught them to do that? Listen carefully to the following statement.
The first pioneer of this technique was our Prophet Muhammad, as he placed the foundation for the first civilized organization, which is the mosque, which truly became the comprehensive organization. leading Islam to establish organizations with all their kinds, economic, social, media, scouting, professional, and even the military ones.
I promised you in our last program that you will hear the Muslims' own words by your own ears about their military plans for America, which is coming from the Islamic Center. Muhammad called it a mosque. In America, they call it Islamic Center. Why? Because they know the American people are nervous, are afraid of the word mosque. So if we say it is Islamic Center, then it is fine. And if you put a swimming pool in it, it will be great. After all, we can have your children to come swim in our swimming pools in these Islamic centers, and we can lead them to Islam at the same time. Don't you like that, Professor Esposito? But now let me ask the question. Why are Muslims here in America in the first place? You want to hear the answer? Here it is. That's when they said,
"We must understand that our work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and, quote, sabotaging, unquote, it so that it is eliminated and Islam is made victorious. It is a Muslim's destiny to perform jihad."
Yes, indeed. Muslim destiny it is to perform jihad. That is eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house. This is exactly how Muslims will have victory in America. And Islam will be the only religion in America. Is this how you see the future of the Muslims in America, sir? God help us. We're destroying ourselves by listening to such useful idiots as Professor Esposito, who is influencing the leaders of this country. This is the real picture of Islam. That's exactly what Muslims believe and what Muslims will be practicing in America. And that's why they're building Islamic centers all over America. This is the real deal. And to continue our study of the future of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.